Good afternoon. This is Pastor Jonathan Meyer, and I work here at Grace Church in the Next Generation Ministry. Across from the table, we have...
My name is Michael Hoskinson, and I'm the worship leader here at Grace Church.
Yeah, this last Sunday, we had a phenomenal beginning to a brand new series called Family Strong. Pastor Phil had a wonderful message directed specifically at fathers, so what we're going to talk about in this issue of our podcast is specifically fathering. Unique to this scenario, the reason they chose us is I've been at Grace Church here for 16 years. I have three children, and I've also been involved in youth ministry for 25 years. And on the other side of the story, we have a...
I am newly married for 3 months, and I have no kids.
Hey, so we figured having us react about this Sunday's message would be the best possible scenario for all those of you watching online. What specifically this weekend stood out to you from Pastor Phil's message?
Yeah, one of the big things that stood out to me was Adam being passive. He started out his message like that, saying that the catastrophe of the ages was that Adam was passive when he should have been active. And really, that's one of the things, if you were at the men's Bible studies this past Wednesday, someone was teaching on that, how Adam was passive in his relationship, and that as men, we need not be passive, but we need to be active.
Boy, passivity created all kinds of problems in the Garden of Eden, didn't it?
Yeah.
I can tell you as a father, passivity creates all kinds of problems in my household, and I know that someday you'll understand a little bit of what that means. Also want to give you one verse that he shared this Sunday that really stood out to me, Michael. That was 1 Corinthians 16, 13 through 14. And that verse says, "Watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong, and let all that you do be done with love." He highlighted how that word translated be strong was really be men. Be yeah. bold, be courageous. And one phrase that kind of stuck out to me that really kind of pricked me in my heart was most men drift away over time. You know, as I've watched fathering, as I have been one myself, I know that there is a tendency to think that you know everything in the scriptures, that you really kind of have this idea going on what it means to be a dad. But I do not want to be one of those dads that drifts over time. When you were in college, did you have anything where they were kind of teaching you or helping you think a little bit of what manhood looked like there?
Yeah, at Cedarville, I went to Cedarville University, which is in southwestern Ohio. And in our dorm, we had this thing called Man Week.
And oh man, so you like tackled each other, you know, put mattresses in the hallway and slammed people to the ground, was that? Or you yelled hoorah all the time,
well,
or what?
There was some of that. We had like a Olympic torch race around the lake, lit fire on torches.
Amazing.
That was pretty manly.
How far was that?
Not too far, but you know, it was a relay race, and
yeah,
then there
sure.
was some like a tug of war between the dorms, but at the end of every night that week, they had a speaker come in and talk about manhood, and one of those spoke about manhood, and he used some similar points that Pastor Phil pointed out. He called men. He had four words that described men, and Pastor Phil, he used the same words here. Men are leaders, lovers, providers, and protectors. And so men, as Pastor Phil said, men are to provide leadership in their church, in their homes. Men are to be protectors. They are to provide protection to those. They're to be strong. And then men are to provide, provide physically, spiritually to their families, to their church. And then also always be loving in everything they do.
And so, you know, great point about what you made about being provider, protector, and things of that nature. I think sometimes we forget, as being the very first generation of dads to ever have to deal with all of the amount of information that is coming at our kids on the internet and things like that, we forget that screens disciple. And so one tip that I want to give anyone watching, a book that I would recommend. Many of you have heard of Gary Chapman. I'm sure if you've heard of him, The Five Love Languages. By the way, one of mine is Words of Affirmation. Send them our direction. But Gary Chapman put this book together called Growing Up Social, Raising Relational Kids in a Screen-Driven World. I would recommend that. And as dads, we have to do what we can to protect our children from the influences and things that they're seeing seeing on the internet and on screens and things like that. Another quote that kind of struck me was, men are falling for everything because they aren't standing for anything. You know, one thing that I've learned is, over the years, from Pastor Phil's encouragement and the Word of God, we have to stand not only for our relationships with our kids, but we have to stand for the Word of God in our families. One other question I have for you is, when you listen to what he shared this week, what was your kind of take home? What one thing did you kind of feel like, hey, I want to take this home this week and maybe want to remind me and the rest of us about?
Yeah, I think one of the things for me to take home was for men to be alert. Mm-hmm. And really, in our families, with our spouses, even amongst friends and in the church, just be alert to what is going on. Be that person that can bring spiritual truth into your family, to lead your family, and not to be active in that, not just letting it come when it feels right, but actually starting and initiating that conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. One way you can be alert is by continually reminding your children of what you've already taught them. Kind of a tip I want to encourage this week. This is my journal that I started before my daughter Anna Grace was born. I've done this with all three of my children. My oldest daughter, Emily, just went off to Emmaus Bible College. I gave her her journal on her graduation day. I plan on doing the same thing with Anna Grace. But what it is I write in this journal just thoughts as we're going along in life. Her salvation is in there. Her baptism is in there. Other key points in her life. And the reason is I want her to have my thoughts as a dad long after she's left my house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hey, one other quick question for you. What was the name of that week that you had at Cedarville?
Man Week.
Man Week. Well, hey, Grace Church, I want to encourage you that this week we want to challenge you to have Man Week in your home.